Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Shana Kreisler, lay leadership development of Jewish Federations of North America. Shana, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years here now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Shana, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thanks so much, Paul. Thanks for having me. I'm Shana Kreisler, the Vice President of Lay Leadership Development at the Jewish Federations of North America. We serve as the umbrella organization for 141 Jewish federations and hundreds of smaller communities across the continent. My work focuses on supporting lay leaders. These are volunteers who serve on boards, fundraise, and guide the big picture direction of their communities. We work across generations and geographies to help them lead with purpose, clarity, and confidence. And it's really about giving people the tools to lead well, but also about creating space for trust and partnership, especially between volunteer leaders and professional staff. So we help people better manage themselves because we start with self-awareness. Great leadership begins when people understand who they are, what drives them, and how they show up for others and how they want to show up for others. So we use tools like 360, peer coaching, reflection exercises that help leaders align with their personal values and lead from that place. And I always remind people that rest is a leadership tool too. Especially in the nonprofit world, where people give so much of themselves, we need to normalize recovery and renewal as a part of the leadership journey. And what helps people lead others more effectively, there are three things that rise to the top for me: trust, clarity, and influence. So trust is absolutely foundational. We often use Brené Brown's Braving Framework to give leaders a shared language around building and maintaining trust, especially in collaborative leadership settings. Clarity is next. When lay and professional leaders do not have clear roles or expectations, things get messy fast. We help them define responsibilities and build strong working relationships. And finally, influence beats authority every single time. The most effective leaders listen well, tell meaningful stories, and bring people along with them rather than trying to control outcomes. We help boards move from operational focus to strategic leadership, and that's often the biggest shift in growing business acumen. We use tools like dashboards, board assessments, structured facilitation to help leaders zoom out, ask the right questions, and make thoughtful, informed decisions. And we always emphasize that leadership development cannot live in a silo. For a strategy to really stick, leadership structure and culture have to move in sync. And really, you know, for a story or a moment that has stuck with me throughout my career, it's not one moment. It's a pattern I see in almost every community we touch. Whether I'm at a board retreat, a workshop, or just in a coaching conversation, we almost always end up talking about how lay and professional leaders work together. And while that might sound really simple, it's actually really easy to overlook and take for granted, especially given the complexity of today's challenges in both the Jewish world and in the world writ large. So when it comes down, what it all comes down to is relationships. The stronger and more trusting the relationship, the more effective the leadership and the healthier the community. A lot of our work is about helping people step back and approach relationship building with intentionality. When that happens, everything else from governance to culture starts to flow. And when people are grounded in purpose, trust each other, and have the tools to lead well, communities thrive. That's the kind of leadership we're trying to build every day.
Shana, I love that. Really clear, concise, and very, very practical. Really appreciate you sharing that with us today and the great work that you're doing. And just a note, if I may add to the subscribers, to always keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Shana, could I offer you a rather dreadful virtual high five?
Yeah.
Shana, it's so good to see you again. And thank you for taking a few minutes with us today.
Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate it.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.